But joining us now here on SB Nation Radio, pumped up about our next guest. He's one of the great college basketball analysts out there. He's been with ESPN since 1979, and he, of course, is one of the greats to ever do it. The great Dick Vitale is with us here on Pushing the Odds. Dick, appreciate your time. Thanks so much for a couple minutes.
Well, no problem. Happen to be right now. I'm at the Orioles training camp with baseball, trying to get a little baseball in my mind before the basketball madness really, really hits in gear on Thursday.
Dickie V, the madness is going to start. I know you're at some spring training, so I'll start with this. You're a big Tampa Bay Rays fan. How are your Rays going to do? Are they going to build upon the 90 wins they got last year?
Yeah, I think the Rays are going to have a strong year. I think, unfortunately for them, though, the Yankees and Red Sox have gotten better, and that makes life tough. But they got some good players. And getting Morton from the Houston Astros was certainly a big, big plus. And I think the guy Tommy Pham, who they got late in the year from the Cardinals, is going to help them big time. And I think they're going to be good. I think Snell certainly gives them a great pitcher. And I think they got Glasgow, guy who I think is going to be, Glasnow is going to be very good from the Pirates. And they got a young kid in that trade when they sent Archer to the Pirates, kid by the name of Meadows. And I hear great things about him as an outfielder. They say he's the kind of guy who can hit with power and runs. I'm excited.
I love that you're such a big baseball fan, Dickie V. We're chatting here with Dick Vitale here on SB Nation Radio. And, you know, Dick, I'll start with this. Obviously, you look at what could unfold with the tournament. It's March Madness for a reason. But usually this time of the year, there's always something people are upset about with the committee. But, Dick, correct me if I'm wrong. For the most part, it seems like the field of 68, people seem to agree that the best 68 teams are in and we're ready to really get things going starting tomorrow.
Yeah, I thought the committee did a good job. I don't know the argument is. I think they could have included Lipscomb and included North Carolina Greensboro. Both had phenomenal years. Did well, both those clubs last night. Won big in the NIT and Belmont. I thought those three teams from the mid-majors. But other than that, and the only other thing I questioned was the seeding factor by taking, for example, Michigan State, who wins the Big Ten regular season, wins the Big Ten tournament, and they put them in a region with the number one team overall, Duke. I thought they could have put them out west because they should have been out there. I thought with Gonzaga instead of Duke.
ESPN College Hoops analyst Dick Vitale with us here on SB Nation Radio. So how about the Duke Blue Devils, Dick? They are the number one overall seed for good reason. They have arguably the player of the year in Zion Williamson. I'd love to ask you this. You've been covering college hoops for longer than most of us. Have you ever seen a player like Zion Williamson at the college level?
Well, you know, I've been covering the game probably longer than you've lived.
That is true.
You know, I have so much fun. You know, Zion, to me, he's not the best player I've ever seen in my 40 years, but I will say this. He's the most unique and different player. For a guy 6'7 and a half, 6'8, 280 pounds, to be that explosive and have that kind of feel to the game and ball handling skill just amazes me. No question he'll be the first player in the NBA draft. And you got to remember this. With Duke, they've lost one game when they've had their full cast. And the only one to beat them was Gonzaga. And that was early in the year before all the freshmen got really familiar with one another and got to know each other. I don't know if they'll beat them now, but this kid is just as special as it gets.
Dick, when you look at all the number one seeds, of course, Duke, UNC, you know, UVA and Gonzaga, you know, which to you has the best path to the Final Four out of the one seeds?
Well, you know, it really, once you get to the Sweet 16, those paths get a little tougher and tougher. But I would think right now, you know, other than, you know, I look at Virginia's situation. This could be a year Virginia should make big noise. The kind of teams that are in front of them really, I think, fit their kind of mold of play. They're not really athletic. Their problem has been with clubs that Florida State beat up, very athletic teams. Teams that get up and down the floor, jump really well, got real good athletes. Where they look, Virginia wants to execute, and they got three terrific perimeter players. The kid Jerome Guy and also the kid Hunter. Hunter's stock is going way up in the eyes of the NBA people, and certainly a lottery selection. But those three could control a game. I think their problem might be in the Elite Eight game if Tennessee gets there. If Tennessee gets there and plays, see, the reason I say if, I pick Tennessee, but the bottom line is, I don't know how they're going to react, just same with Gonzaga. How they react psychologically and emotionally after losing the games like they did. Like, you talk about Tennessee, they beat Kentucky. I did that game on Saturday were unbelievable. And 18, 19 hours later against Auburn, it was a no-show. Auburn just blew them out of here. And it could have been a physical fatigue factor, an emotional factor after beating Kentucky. And on the other side, you got Gonzaga. I had their game on Tuesday night in the championship out in the West Coast in Vegas. They beat St. Mary's. It's hard to believe this. I know my wife, when they told her this, she couldn't believe it. They beat St. Mary's by 48 points, 94-46. There's no way in the world I thought that St. Mary's would have a chance, to be honest with you. And not only a chance, they beat Gonzaga in double figures. So, again, you can't figure it out, and you don't know how something like that damages the swag and the confidence of the team. So those factors we have to look at. I think the early game or two will tell you whether or not those teams are really back big time. I think when it's all said and done, my pick is, you know, I'm going Chalk City, man, right down the line. I really think this is the year of the chalk.
The year of the chalk. We're spending a few minutes here with ESPN's Dick Vitale, of course, the great college hoops analyst that he is. So, Dickie V, I got to ask you this. This time of year, we always look for some teams that are going to bust people's brackets. This year's Cinderella squad. Do you have a couple programs that you think could be making some noise here in the NCAA tournament?
Well, you got Murray State up there with the kid Ja Morant. He's going to be interesting to see. That's going to be some showdown. Watching him, for example, hooking up against the kid Marcus Howard, two of the premier scorers in the nation. I mean, Howard and Morant. Morant's stock is blown up. I mean, he's up to, like, most polls right now have a top three in the draft. And the kid Howard could score. I mean, he's put 50 on the board a couple of times in his career already. So that matchup is going to be interesting. And Murray State is, I believe, I don't have the draw in front of me, but I think they're a 5. And Marquette's the 5, and they're a 12. Another one to keep an eye on is Wofford. I think Wofford can certainly create problems, even though they're not a surprise. I think they're a 7 seed. They're playing against my alma mater, and they got a kid. Man, he's made 502 threes thus far in his career. He's chasing to be the all-time leader in the history of the NCAA shooting the threes, Fletcher McGee. Fletcher McGee, once he gets his hands on the ball, man, he can shoot it. Now, my alma mater, Seton Hall, they got a guard that is a terrific defender. His name is Quincy McKnight. Nobody will talk about him. The name to talk to will be Marcus Howard and Miles Powell, who is a scoring guy for Seton Hall. But Quincy McKnight, you ask Marcus Howard. He went 2-for-15 against Quincy, and then he went 2-for-12 the second time. And I will guarantee you that he's going to guard Fletcher McGee. From the minute he dresses up in that locker room, he's going to be in his face. And I'll tell you, that'll be an interesting matchup. But Wofford is very, very good.
Very good matchup in that first round, the 10-7 matchup. So Dick Vitale, our guest here on SB Nation Radio. Dick, you have a new book I'd love to talk to you about here before you go, Mount Rushmore's of College Basketball. Can you tell our audience and tell me, because I'm interested, all about the new book?
Yeah, my new book is really something that really excites me because of the fact that all the money from the sale of the book, all of it, not just 80 cents or 70 cents, every dollar I would make is going for kids battling cancer. Already my wife and I sent a check to the V Foundation for early sales, $24,600. Wow. And we have another big check going in, I think, the latter part of this week, my wife said. So the book, they can get it at DickVitaleOnline.com. They can get an autographed copy to put down what they want me to autograph as a form that they would fill out when they go to the website. So just go to DickVitaleOnline.com, and you can rest assured that every dollar that I would make from the book is going to the V Foundation for kids battling cancer. The book basically is the four best in all different categories. My four best players, my four best coaches, four best shooters, all different categories. I did it with Dick Hoops Weiss, who's a college guru from out of New York City. Bob Ryan did the foreword. Howie Schwab did the research. And really, we're proud of it. We made number one. We hit the number one list on the Amazon .com list in terms of sports essays. So again, I hope people can go out and get the book and really help me raise some money.
Dickie V, you've been someone I've been a huge fan of for such a long time. It's been great getting a chance to catch up with you here for a couple minutes talking all things tournament. And once again, the book, The Mount Rushmore of College Basketball, DickVitaleOnline.com, your place to get it. Dickie V, an absolute pleasure. Enjoy the tournament, and hey, good luck to your Rays. I'm a Yankees fan, but I got nothing against the Tampa Bay Rays. I love Kevin Cash.
You're a Yankee fan. See, I can tell you're a front runner. I can tell by your voice you're a front runner. I can tell you the Yankees. Why are you rooting for the Orioles?
I'm a native New Yorker, Dickie V. You know,
why don't you help out the Orioles? I'm sitting here with their people. need help.
I don't even think I can help the Orioles, Dickie V. I mean, they got some issues.
Well, if you watch a big year out, I want to make a prediction. Chris Davis is going to have a big year. I look for Chris Davis for 30 and 100. 30 home runs, 100 RBIs. Take it to the bank. You heard it from Dickie V. Not from one of those baseball experts. You just heard it from a fan who loves the game.
Dickie V, of course, the great Dickie V. Also now a baseball analyst joining us here for a couple minutes on SB Nation Radio. Dick, I know I got to let you run. I appreciate your time and would love to get you back on again sometime soon.
Thanks a lot. You guys do a great job. Take care.
That's Dick Vitale with us here on SB Nation Radio.